making order out of chaos. That is the Word of God. Understanding that word that we might find encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, that's this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our time together today will take us back to God's Word that we might find that hope, that strength, that encouragement for our daily walks in Christ. Won't you join us? For today's edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, one of the questions that has puzzled many Christians down through the centuries is, why do people respond differently when the Word of God is proclaimed to them? Some become saved and others continue in unbelief. That is the subject this week we're taking up here on Abounding Grace. And that, of course, is a very difficult and challenging question to answer, simply because most of us, if you're a Christian out there, have people whom you have shared the gospel with time and time again. You've maybe been praying for them for years, and for some reason, they just will not hear. They refuse to listen. Some even become antagonistic. Why is that? Well, the Bible doesn't leave us without an answer to such a question. Most of us, if you're a Christian, are very familiar with the parable of the sower. And in fact, this parable is probably the most common and popular of all of Jesus's parables because it really does provide us a practical outlook with regard to spiritual things and answers this great question that we have posed. The parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13 makes us ask the question, what kind of hearer of the word are we? The question, of course, is what type of soil is the seed of the word landing upon when the sower scatters? What type of heart does the word fall upon when Christ sends forth his message? Well, as we consider Jesus's ministry, throughout the years that he was here, much of his teachings were done in parables. Now, a parable has often been described as an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And while there's truth in this definition, a parable really is a connection between the things of this earthly creation and the things that belong to the kingdom of heaven. Christ is providing revelation for us. He's revealing the mysteries of the kingdom of God through parables. And so Jesus begins his parable ministry with this fascinating, common, well-known parable of a sower. It's interesting when we open up Matthew chapter 13, and that's the passage that we'll be working through this week. It's interesting that he spoke these parables to the multitudes. In fact, of chapter 13 of verse 2, we read that such large crowds had gathered around Jesus that he got into the boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. And in other places, quite often, we know the Pharisees would stand there criticizing his parables. Well, what the first thing that shines forth this week as we open up this parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13 is that Jesus is teaching us that his parables are ultimately demonstrating to us his sovereignty over our understanding of his word. Now, that's what we naturally think about a parable, is that Jesus is providing a clearer way for the average Joe to understand just what he's saying. And yet, what do we have in chapter 13, verse 9, other than the fact that he leaves the multitudes to figure out what he had just said? Jesus gives this parable of the sower to the multitudes, leaving them with the final statement. Now, listen to this. He who has an ear, let him hear. And these multitudes go away, and Jesus is found alone with his own disciples. They don't even get it. Now, we find that his disciples are very curious about this parable business. Why doesn't Jesus just speak openly? And they ask him that question very pointedly. Lord, why do you speak to them in parables? And Jesus gives one of the most insightful and yet fascinating answers in verse 11. He says this, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But he who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Now, these are very striking statements from our Lord. I mean, here are all these multitudes of people. And in verse 2, it indicates that there were great multitudes there, and he doesn't give them the meaning. He lets them walk away. And then, after telling his own disciples, it's for you and not for them, he says, therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, though hearing they do not hear or understand. Now, what do we make of this, friends? Well, there appears to be even a law here that to those who have hearts who desire to hear and desire to come to Jesus, more will be given. And to those who do not, they will become more and more hardened to the point that they will not even be able to hear him at all. The teaching here is that those who spiritually hear, those who understand and believe in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, are those who have had their eyes opened by God himself. God grants us the understanding of the truth of his word. And that, of course, is taught throughout the Bible. I love Philippians 1:29, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ to believe. So here, even belief is a gift from God. So what shines forth as we open up this parable in Matthew chapter 13 of the sower is the truth that set forth that God sovereignly reveals these mysteries of the kingdom to whom he will, and he sovereignly hides them from whom he will. And he says that. Jesus just says that. To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but not to them. These truths are not revealed to everyone. And so it's very important that we understand right out of the gates here that Jesus is teaching that the understanding of his word is solely in God's sovereign hand, opening and turning the heart as he will. And so that makes us to understand a little more why there are two effects when the word of God comes. The word of God has two effects. It either saves or it will be used to condemn as it judges the thoughts of men. The same word that goes forth even right now as we have read it, the word of God, if you believe in it, it makes you wise for salvation. But it also acts as a double-edged sword, judging and discerning the thoughts of men of those who willingly reject it. And we see this all the time. Some people receive the word with joy. They get excited about it. They study and they grow in the word of God. Others complain against it, reject even hearing it because they may be living in sin. And maybe they don't want to surrender. They don't want to hear what Jesus has to say. And Jesus knows this. And so he wants us all to understand that when his word goes out, it cuts like a sword. Why do you think so many neglect coming and hearing the preaching of the word every Sunday? Christ is using these parables, my friends, to reveal the mysteries of the kingdom. And so what we find is that this parable in Matthew chapter 13, this first one he tells as he begins his earthly ministry, is an earthly picture of the preaching of the word of God. So we must understand this parable in light of the word going out, in light of what you're hearing even at this moment. Let's consider the parable. We know that a farmer went out to scatter or sow his seed. That's what he says in Matthew chapter 13. Christ clearly calls the seed the word of God in the Luke 8 account. The emphasis here is on the preaching of the word. Preaching is the means of grace, we've said in the last few weeks that we've looked at, by which God grants faith and works faith in the heart. The scattering of the seed, then, is the word going forth. Now, the sower or farmer here is none other than Christ and his ministers who preach or proclaim his word. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where he said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. The farmer here then represents Christ as he governs the word of God as it goes forth. The seed goes out and Jesus determines its growth in the heart. Now, with regard to the word going out, Christ really establishes two types of listeners. And I want you to think about this very carefully today. Two ways in which his word is heard. There are those who reject the word as it comes to them. And these are represented by three kinds of corrupt soils. And then there are those who hear the word of the Lord, and it has an effect on them. It changes their lives. They hear the gospel and they flee to Jesus, and they are represented by the seed that bears much fruit. So the whole focus of this parable then turns to the listener. When the word is presented, Christ is really having you evaluate how you are hearing its message. And let me say, if you're a non-believer today and hearing this, this is the great calling that the Lord is giving you through this message. You must hear his word in the day of salvation. The word calls you to belief in Jesus Christ. It calls you to repent and turn and find true life in him. But if you reject him, that is exactly representative of the kind of corrupt soil that the word is falling upon and you are not hearing. The soil represents the heart. And again, we see just how important the heart is. The condition of the heart determines the direction of one's life. And just as the seed falls on different types of soils, so the word falls on different types of hearts. So we must evaluate our hearts. This is what this parable does. The original audience would have understood at least the symbols Jesus was using. Back then, a farmer would walk over his cultivated land. He would dip his hand into his pouch, take a handful of seeds, and scatter them over the soil. And the immediate picture that we have is that Jesus is sending out his word into all the ends of the earth, and it's falling on different types of hearts. And friends, the question for you today is, what kind of heart do you have? Do you scoff at his word? Do you scoff at Christianity? Do you scoff at the gospel? Well, let me say, that will be your downfall. The word is a discerner of the intents and the thoughts of the heart. And so on that day, hearts will be open before him. And the question will be, did you hear his voice in the wilderness calling you to believe in him? I cannot say enough, Jesus is the only way, truth, and the life. And remember his words, John 5:24, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Well, every week we bring this radio broadcast to you to encourage those who are already Christians and have church homes, but also to invite and encourage those who do not have church homes to become a part of the church and to join a local church where they may be fed and nourished with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord sets up his church for these wonderful benefits, and we do invite you to join us at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. You may call us 360-318-0429 or visit us on the web, www.lindenurc.com. May Christ and his gospel continue to be advanced through us and in you.